Hello everyone, welcome to the Young Filmmakers Podcast with Colton Urquhart, and I'm your host, Colton Urquhart. This show isn't just for young filmmakers, it's for any indie filmmakers trying to go big in the film industry, or if you're just someone really interested in how the filmmaking process works out, or that a 14-year-old has a podcast and he's lecturing you about how to make movies. So let's get it on to the Young Filmmakers Podcast with Colton Urquhart. Hello everyone, this is episode 3 of the Young Filmmakers Podcast with Colton Urquhart. Today is April 8th, 2020, and there's a lot of big news today. I'll start it off with the big national news that just came out about an hour and a half ago, and that is Bernie Sanders dropped out of the presidential race, leaving Joe Biden to be the Democratic nominee. But this isn't a political podcast, so I'll switch it back over to film. The top pick for indie movies streaming today, and one of my favorite movies, is The Lighthouse, starring Robert Pattinson and William Dafoe, who are actually the only actors in it except for two short dream scenes with Valeria Carmen. I think I said that right. The film is about a hypnotic and hallucinatory tale of two lighthouse keepers on a remote and mysterious New England island in the 1890s. It's from the filmmaker behind the modern horror masterpiece, The Witch, Robert Eggers. But beware, parents, don't watch this with your kids, as this film is a psychological horror involving sexual content, nudity, violence, disturbing images, and some language. But if you're ever alone and in need of a movie, then this is a must-watch. The film won the Independent Spirit Awards for Best Supporting Actor, Best Cinematographer, and won a Satellite Award for Best Supporting Actor, as well as an American Society Award for the Cinematographer Spotlight. It also won a nomination for Best Achievement in Cinematography Award at the 92nd Academy Awards. The movie is in black and white and in a 1-to-1 ratio, and it makes it all the better. You can stream it on iTunes or all the major pay-to-play platforms, but it isn't available to stream for free yet. So now I'll switch back over to the small screens. And now, a short break from the podcast to thank one of our sponsors who cannot have done this without. So thank you so much, and here's their short message for you. So I'll keep the renewed and canceled list short for this week. So to start off, it's Lights Out for David Spade's talk show, Lights Out with David Spade on Comedy Central, but the program is still being shopped to other channels and platforms. Deputy is canceled, Shrill is renewed for a third season, The October Faction is one and done, and that's all for today's renewed and canceled. To mourn the ending of Schitt's Creek, I'll give you 5 episodes that are sure to get you hooked. So the first pick is Season 1, Episode 6, Wine and Roses. Secondly, Bob and Bagels in Season 2, Episode 5. Third, Season 4, Episode 2, Pregnancy Test. Fourthly, Season 4, Episode 6, Open Mic. And lastly, Season 6, Episode 5, The Premiere. So hopefully now you can convince those stubborn siblings or friends that won't watch it to watch one of those episodes with you and get them hooked forever. Schitt's Creek is available to stream on all major platforms and free to stream on IMDb TV or on Netflix or Hulu with a subscription. So I'll shift this episode to a new direction and give some news on my filmmaking status. I'm currently writing my new series, The Phantom, set to film and release this summer, and so far I've completed scripts for the first 3 episodes as well as outlines for episodes 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. I've finished writing a new stand-up comedy piece, which I'll work on to release to the public soon over the podcast and maybe YouTube. And I'm also starting construction on my new studio and sound booth today. I'm going to build a sound booth for recording this podcast in much higher quality and to have guests on, as well as recording music and stand-up. I'm also building a separate, much bigger studio that I'll put my green screen in and turn it into an editing/writing room as well. Neither of the buildings will be too big, but they will greatly increase my productivity and quality of my films, my podcasts, and material that I release. That's all for today, and remember to watch The Lighthouse on iTunes or any major pay-to-play platforms. Thank you for listening, and here's my outro. If you like this episode, then listen to more every week on Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts by searching for the Young Filmmakers Podcast with Colton Urquhart. If you want to contact us, then our phone number is 775-842-5051. Email us at coltonurquhart@gmail.com or visit our website, sudokuproductions.com. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed this podcast, and we'll see you next week.